Since Marquise McLaughlin's death last month, his girlfriend, Brittany Jacobs, says her family hasn't been the same.
It's really hard because at the end of the day, my kids are still asking me questions. Where is, you know, their father? And, you know, I got to keep strong for them and, you know, just tell them that daddy is resting right now.
Oh, man.
But it's hard.
McLaughlin, a black man, was shot by Michael Draca, a white man, during a dispute over parking in a handicapped spot. While McLaughlin was inside a Clearwater convenience store, Jacobs was illegally parked in that handicapped spot with her kids. It was then Draca confronted her about parking there without a permit. The security video shows McLaughlin coming out of the convenience store and pushing Draca to the ground. That's when Draca fired his shots.
I'm still going to stand up and I'm still going to fight for what is right. And that's my man was right. Marquise was right.
Amen.
He was just protecting us.
Yeah.
He was a good man, a good father, and he didn't do nothing wrong but just try to protect us.
Draca claimed he fired in self-defense, and Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri decided not to arrest him, citing Florida Stand Your Ground law. But Jacobs' attorney, Ben Crump, says had the roles been reversed, there would have been a different outcome.
Can you imagine if it was a white woman sitting in her car with her two little children? And a black man like Marquise McLaughlin came up to that car, some stranger, yelling, screaming, and cursing at that white mother. And the white father came out to defend his family. And the black strange man shot the white father. Does anybody believe the police would not have arrested him on the spot?
Since the shooting, there have been protests and rallies across the state that has led to a revived discussion over whether to appeal Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Tensions rose recently when Reverend Al Sharpton, during a Clearwater rally, called for Sheriff Gualtieri to arrest Draca or step down.
He killed an unarmed black man who was standing up for his family. Lock him up or give up your badge.
To which Gualtieri later replied,
"You know, it's a bunch of rhetoric, so I'm not, you know, I didn't pay much attention to it, to tell you the truth. I wasn't there and don't really care what Al Sharpton has to say. You know, go back to New York, mind your own business."
Supporters of the McLaughlin family and their attorney Crump have said the video speaks for itself, but Gualtieri disagrees, saying facts matter and there were, quote, obscure camera angles. As for not making the arrest, he adds he was just following the self-defense law that allows people to use deadly force if they feel threatened without the duty to retreat. But he adds Draca could still face charges.
The final charging decision will be made by the state attorney, as the law says it should in this situation. I've said from day one that this case will be referred to the state attorney's office. I've never said the investigation is complete or over, and in fact, I've said the contrary. As far as my decision not to arrest Draca, my decision is based on the requirements of Florida's Stand Your Ground law. It is a preliminary decision about arrest and not a final decision about charges.
Meanwhile, debate over Gualtieri's decision has spilled over into this year's election, including the Florida governor's race. All the Democratic gubernatorial candidates have called for the repeal of Florida's Stand Your Ground law. That includes billionaire Jeff Green, who spoke recently on MSNBC.
And we should all in Florida be ashamed of ourselves for allowing this continue to be on the books. And why this sheriff has not arrested this murderer is completely beyond me.
Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum was also among a group of civil rights leaders and politicians who marched recently to the Capitol to speak with Governor Rick Scott, who was in Columbia at the time. Gillum participated in a brief sit-in until they spoke to a governor staffer. Calling this an emergency, Gillum said Governor Scott had the power to issue an executive order to put a halt to the law.
There is confusion. And this is the kind of confusion that we can't tolerate. This kind of confusion can result in the loss of innocent life. Now, they've issued executive orders to declare that beaches are all public.
Yeah.
They've issued executive orders to declare that we ought to extend voting hours so that people can vote, rightly so. We call on them again to issue an executive order to protect all life.
Republican gubernatorial candidates have also weighed in. During the final GOP debate, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam sided with the sheriff.
I'm proud to have worked with the law enforcement officials who have endorsed me and are supporting my campaign. And I stand with them when the Democrats are holding a sit-in and flying in Reverend Al Sharpton to protest our support of the Second Amendment here in Florida. I supported the sheriff in that instance. My opponent did not. I will protect your right to defend yourself, to defend your family, to defend your business, to raise your children, to safely and responsibly hunt and shoot and collect firearms.
And Republican opponent Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis said while he's against a repeal of the self-defense law, he believes stand your ground did not apply in this case.
Democrats like Gillum and Green, they would impose upon Floridians a duty to retreat when they are being attacked. I think that that's totally unacceptable. I think that that puts the scales in favor of the criminal element. I believe that we have a right to stand our ground. I think it's a good law, but I also think it should be applied with an objective standard. And I've been joined by a lot of people in the state legislature on the Republican side who wrote that. So we will defend the stand your ground law 100%, but I don't want some of these instances that really don't involve that to be put in and end up being fodder for criticism. It's an important law and it's a way to protect our freedoms.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Friday at noon marked the deadline for lawmakers to decide whether to trigger a special session to repeal or amend Florida's stand your ground law. It required 3/5 majority in the Republican-controlled legislature. But that Democratic effort had already failed by Thursday night. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.